It was a brief but welcome visit home for Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell, who grew up here in Petersburg, standing at the podium in the Sons of Norway Hall with her parents and many friends and well-wishers in the audience. Campbell thanked the Petersburg Chamber of Commerce for the invitation.
I don't know if you know this, but the Chamber had originally invited Governor Parnell to be here with you tonight, and he wasn't able to come. Bad for him, great for me.
Campbell said Governor Sean Parnell loved Petersburg and was disappointed he couldn't be here. The governor appointed Campbell to the permanent post at Fish and Game 2 months ago. She said the first job for any new commissioner was to travel around the state and meet with Alaskans.
I've been talking with hunters and trappers, wildlife viewers, and conservationists, and sport and subsistence and personal use and commercial fishermen, members of the media, almost all of the legislators. And everybody has different issues and different priorities and different things that they want to talk to you about. But when you get right down to it, everybody really has one question. And they're a little more eloquent than this usually, but here's what it comes right down to. Who are you, and why should we trust you to manage Fish and Game?
When asked that question, Campbell said she usually ends up talking about her community.
About what it was like to grow up in Petersburg, to grow up in a fishing community, in a fishing family. The things that you learn, you know, the connection that you have to the resource, and how early you learn the value of hard work when you grow up surrounded by fishermen and small business owners. So I talk about that. I talk about the opportunity I was given when I got out of college and Petersburg Vessel Owners hired me to represent them and speak to their issues, and what a wonderful opportunity that was for me to get involved in fisheries politics.
Meeting with Alaskans as Fish and Game Commissioner, Campbell said she asks what's important to them. What are their priorities?
We want to make sure that your priorities are our priorities. Our resources are limited. We can't do everything, so we want to make sure at Fish and Game that the research and the management activities that we do are focused on the resources that are most important to people. And we're asking people to join with us in cooperation. Alaskans are so passionate about their fish and game resources, and we really want to harness that energy and turn it into a situation where we can bring that extra energy and those resources to bear to achieve our shared priorities.
As an example of cooperation between communities and the department, Campbell said she often cites an ongoing research project for red king crab in southeast Alaska. The department has kept the fishery closed for several years because its scientific surveys have shown low crab abundance. Commercial fishermen have been critical of that research, but over the past few years, the industry and the department have been working together to develop and field test new survey methods. Campbell also encouraged people to share their ideas with state commissioners. She credited a letter from a Craig troller for prompting a state loan program that helps fishermen purchase more efficient engines for their boats. That program's run through the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. During her turn at the podium, Commerce Commissioner Susan Bell said she and her Deputy Commissioner Curtis Thayer were putting more focus on economic development. While she emphasized her optimism about the future, Bell mentioned what she called a third-party survey that ranked Alaska last among the 50 states as a place to do business in 2010.
We recognize it's difficult to compare Alaska. We're unique in a lot of ways, but it's difficult to compare Alaska to other states, but yet it really reinforced we have a lot of work to do ahead, and some of that is with our basic infrastructure, our transportation infrastructure. Some of it's with our business climate. Some of it's with our regulatory environment. So again, that's something that I think about a lot and come back to what can we do on a daily basis, even if it's the speed at which we respond to you, the public.
And according to Bell, Alaska also has to talk about the benefits it offers businesses.
We have to talk about how we are unique as a place to do business, and that we have a very solid foundation, and we have a lot of possibility.
For example, Bell cited the state's high bond rating, its balanced budget, its $12 billion in savings on top of the permanent fund, and the fact that its unemployment numbers didn't spike like other states in the nationwide recession. She pointed out that Alaska was the only state without either a personal income tax or a statewide sales tax. She said Alaska had some of the most attractive oil and gas exploration incentives, as well as other incentives and programs to encourage economic development in a variety of industries.
The Division of Economic Development has a number of small business loan funds. Cord mentioned the power upgrades for commercial fishing. We have a number of programs that I'm sure many of you in this community have utilized or are aware of for the commercial fishing fleet. We also have revolving loan funds in aviation, small business, fisheries enhancement. Again, a suite of things that we believe complement what's available in private lenders. We also have development specialists in economic development focused on what else can we do from a marketing, financing, research, or policy development standpoint that help enhance our seafood and fisheries, tourism, minerals, forestry, and our film industry.
According to Bell, the Parnell administration is trying to increase small business access to capital through new legislation. One element of that would be a loan fund to help retain Alaskan ownership of the newly issued limited entry permits for charter halibut fishing businesses.
Part of what we're trying to do with this program, recognizing that we have a lot of loans in my department for commercial fishermen, is really looking at, is there something that we can do to help retain the ownership of those charter permits as well as the economic benefits that come by having those businesses stay in the state? So that's one aspect of it.
Another loan fund would assist businesses interested in the mariculture industry. Bell said a third is a microloan program that could lend small business entrepreneurs up to $35,000 for startup costs. Bell said the administration has also proposed a tax credit to encourage the research and development of new products and technology. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.